Hello, I'm Brandon Balfe, and you're listening to 92.5 Phoenix FM, community radio for Dublin 15.
Welcome back to D15 today, and it's Sian and Michael here with you. And please do get in contact with any queries, questions or comments you may have on our text line at 08510 5181. Our email is info@phoenixfm.ie. We're on Facebook at 925 Phoenix FM and on social media at 92.5 Phoenix FM. Our website is phoenixfm.ie, or give us a call on 018 22 72 22, as we would only be too delighted to hear from you. We also have a table quiz that is happening on Friday the 22nd of February, and it's held in the Church of Ireland Parish Centre, Main Street, Castleknock. The doors open at 7:30 for half eight start. There's a monster raffle and there'll be a light refreshment served. It's €10 per person, €40 per table, and tickets are available at the station. CDC Animal Therapy offers large variety of treatments such as canine sports massage, phototherapy, electric therapy, muscle spasms release, joint mobilisation, scar tissue, and many more coming shortly, such as acupoint therapy and reflexology. So stay tuned in. And we have Katrina here with us in studio. So good morning.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Can you tell us some information about CDC?
Yes. So CDC Animal Therapy is local Dublin-based anybone therapy services, where I set it up about 1 year ago. And what I do is, at the moment, I specialize in dogs, but I am looking to expand into larger animals such as horses, so equine therapy as well. And I do cats as well, but they're just a little bit more difficult than the dogs would be.
And how did the concept of animal therapy arise?
And so I am a proud mother of three beautiful dogs. And my big boy, Jackson, he has got bad arthritis. And my vet, who is orthopedic specialist in Galway, recommended I look for the physiotherapist around Dublin. And when I started looking into it, this is about 2 years ago, there weren't really many people who would be willing to do it. A lady who I approached and who was recommended, she only does the horses, she wouldn't take any more clients. And I kind of started doing a little bit of a research, and I decided, okay, is there a possibility that I could actually get myself on the course? And could I actually get qualified, and could I do the treatment for my own dog myself in my spare time? Therefore, I don't need to look for anyone really to do it for me. So I did a little bit of online research. I approached a few different people, and I realized actually there is nothing in Ireland where you can actually get qualified, where you can get a course, where you can actually do this. So I researched a few different options in the UK, and I found the College of Animal Therapy, where I was accepted, and I did my certificate and all my course, all my practical in the UK at the College of Animal Therapy. So I am qualified as the canine sports massage therapist, and I am currently in the course for the full animal physiotherapy diploma. So that's where larger animals and the different therapies come into it.
So you've seen a gap in the market here in Ireland?
Well, it was more my own dog and my own interest than a gap in the market. But yeah, you could say it that way. There is an opportunity. So I was thinking, okay, I will do something to help my own dog. I have three. So another one of mine, she suffered of really bad injury a few years ago. So her leg is bad as well. So I already have two dogs that actually need treatment out of three, you know. So I was just thinking, look, I might as well do it myself and then treat my own dogs. And if there is anything else out of it, I will go with it. But that's basically the idea.
Just what was sold. There was nothing there for what you needed for your dogs. You went off, trained yourself, and realized now that maybe this is something that I can offer now to other people.
Yes, plus it is a passion, because you do something that you love. You know, spending time with dogs is not really work, you know. So I do volunteer in the Dogs Aid Animal Sanctuary for the last 3 years. It's based in Finkless, just behind IKEA. If there is any of the listeners that would be very happy to volunteer, maybe come and give a hand, walk doggies and clean up and all of that, or maybe foster or maybe adopt. There is loads of rescues out there that need hand. So I I do love spending the time with animals and with dogs. So it is more a passion than a job, you know? Mm. So I just thought, okay, would this work? Could I do it? And then I realized that actually there is loads of people that are looking for it. And the animal physical therapy is probably not so recognized in Ireland yet, where in the UK is massive. So it's very common where the dog either suffers injury or chronic illness, such as arthritis is very common, hip dysplasia. You have loads of different conditions which are very common in dogs, different breeds. And in the UK, vet do recognize the physical therapy and they will go and suggest, okay, would you like to look for a physical therapist? Or they even cooperate with few different physical therapists where they recommend you straight, oh, there is a girl working here and here in this area, and they can even give you the contact for that person.
And like in terms, cause you have some lovely looking equipment here.
I did bring some stuff.
Yeah, how does it work? So your dog has a sore hip or that. What happens? Did you bring the dog to you?
Okay,
do
how
you go
how does it all work? So the dogs are very curious creatures. Okay, so if you were to bring a dog somewhere, the first half an hour you probably spend by the dog sniffing the place and just going bananas, you know, excitement and, oh my God, this is great, you know. It's just, that's what the dogs. So what I do is that if someone approaches me or sent me a message on the messenger or via my Facebook page or via my telephone number, whatever it is, right? I always ask them where they are, because I do not only Dublin, but the greater Dublin area as well. So what I do, I would first seek them to get the vet's referral. So it's basically just a little form where they go to their vet and they tell them, okay, I'm looking to do that. Do you have any objections? Or the vet might come up with some condition why he doesn't or she doesn't suggest that this is a good idea or whatever it is, okay? So we always get okay from the vet first that, yeah, they're fine with it, okay? Mm-hmm. After that, I agree with whenever it suits. It's either evening or weekend. Usually people are happier with those times because most of the people work. So I would go to their place, because if they were to bring the dog to mine, this would take us forever. First half an hour, really, just the dog sniffing around. So the dogs are usually much calmer after they've been walked and fed and they're relaxed and it's their siesta or nap time, call it, right? Mm. So it's just the best time. The dogs are relaxed, usually tired, and it's their sleep time, and they let me do much more than if they were all worried up we're going for a trip. So I come to their place, and first what we do is that we have a little chat about what's the condition, what's the exercise routine, is the dog being walked on the harness or on the lead or on the collar, is the dog off the lead playing with the ball, therefore that's how we get the idea, okay, probably the dog jumped on the leg, injured himself, or is the dog on any medication or any supplements, and so on, so on. So we have a little chat, then I have a little, let's call it a rub down, and see, okay, is the dog a little bit on the fattier side or on the skinnier side, and get kind of the idea of, okay, what's the general muscle mass of the dog. And then we actually start doing the treatment where I actually can go and have a look. Okay, show me how the dog walks, how the dog sits. Can I see anything suspicious or different? Or I can see already from the walk the dog is lame, or the dog sits and one leg is sticking out. Mm. So you are like, okay, is the dog sitting like that all the time, or is the leg hurting? So there is a few different things that you can get an idea if you know what you are looking for just from the walk. So the dog that is lame, you can straight see, or the dog two front legs are very wide from each other, two back legs very close to each other. That's not, it might be breed specific, but yeah, it's just something that is a little bit different, you know. And then you can have a chat with the owner. Okay, did the dog injure himself? Did the dog have any surgery or anything like that? And so I do the massage therapy, as well as I do have a lovely gadget, let's call it, because we are in, you know, 21st century. There is loads of stuff out there that is available.
And like this, let's take this one here. Yes. It's like, I have to be honest with you, it's like a man shaver. Would you describe it as that, a man
shaver? Yeah, can I show you something,
I show you something. Shaver, yeah.
So, how does that look now?
Big red light has come on there.
So, yeah. I have a friend of mine who described it as, that looks like a scanner.
It looks like a kind of a scanner.
So basically this machine, it's a phototherapy machine.
Right.
And what it does, it's red and infrared light. So it is, let's call it something similar to laser, but it's much more accessible because lasers are very expensive. And on the other side, it's much more safe. So where, if you ever see anyone doing the laser therapy for the dog, I don't know if you see even the picture or video, the dog is actually wearing a little goggles. It's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Because the dog can actually get injured from the laser.
Oh. Okay.
Where the dog can't get injured from this
what
light
you're using here.
Yes.
And do you hold that to the dog?
Yes. Or? So do you want to give me
your
hand?
Yeah, I'll give you my hand. I'll be the dog.
Okay.
I'll be the dog. But even Ray's laughing inside there. Okay.
So basically, you won't feel anything.
Okay.
It will just get a little bit warm.
Warm.
That's
okay.
Okay. So you can feel it gets a little bit warm. It's not hot or anything.
So you're placing it on my hands now.
And what it is that the light, the red and the infrared type of light, is coming through your skin, through your muscles, through your soft tissue, the tendons, into your bones.
Yeah.
And what that does is that it boosts the cells and the cell generation. So basically, you are giving them extra energy.
Okay.
There is a whole lot of science behind it, and I'm not going to bore anyone with that. So basically, it switches off itself.
Right.
There is a little tiny beep when it is switched off. The cycle is over.
Right.
It takes about 30, 40 seconds.
Yeah.
And I would apply that on the place for about 3 times. You don't want to, we call it overcook the muscle. So you would do it about 3 times, and I do it on my dog about once a week.
No pain, no nothing.
No,
feel anything,
it's just tiny little bit
warm. Yeah,
so if I do it
three times. Well, I'm warm-blooded anyway, Catherine.
So if I do it 3 times, you will feel a little bit getting warm. So the dogs are a little bit more sensitive.
Oh,
so
course,
they
yeah.
would feel a little bit more that, okay, it's getting warm. But that's it. It's not hot or anything like that. So the phototherapy looks, it works brilliant. Actually.
And is it immediate results, or does it take time for that to happen for the dog?
It does take time. It's like with any kind of a therapy. I brought a few pictures. I don't know, guys, if you are interested in this, but it's basically, it's a leg of a dog.
Okay.
It's injury. It's a wound. It's
right,
quite
so
bad.
An open wound. It's an
yes,
open wound
it
the
is.
Dog, yeah.
And basically, you can see the different days, and all that is being applied is the phototherapy, and the wound is healing and closing off. So you can use it for the wounds, but you wouldn't apply it directly on the wound, but you would hold the light over. You wouldn't go into the wound because, you know, it's going to hurt the dog. It's like yourself, you know.
This dog has cut himself the paw very badly.
Yeah.
And what you're looking from the day he cut it to day 20 after 15 treatments, there's only a slight cut there. And it's a big gash. So, and that's purely just using what we call the laser or the shaver. The lads agree.
The low level.
Just beholding off that. And that's what that does.
Yes.
That's
so
powerful, isn't
it? It's brilliant for chronic pain of the bones as well. So again, I always use the arthritis as example because it's just, I think every third dog in Ireland is arthritic.
Right.
So
what about the Humanac? Could you use it for Humanac?
You could definitely use it for human. Actually, the same company, they do exactly the same machines, and I very much believe they're exactly the same, just different color and something else written on them.
Right.
But I did use it for myself when I hurt my shoulder.
Yeah.
So it is perfect for the bones, muscles, herniated discs, spine, chronic injuries, or the condition as well. It doesn't have to be injury; it can be a condition as well.
Condition as well, yes. Right. Powerful, and you've other gadgets and equipment here.
That's my newest actually addition.
This is really high tech.
That's my newest. So that's the electrotherapy. So it operates.
How would you describe that now? That's like a pager, but you wouldn't know what a pager is because that was back before your time. Like a little pager. How would you describe that, Ray? What would you call that there?
MP3 player.
An MP3
player. A little bit bigger, yeah.
MP3 player, lads.
An MP3. They come in different sizes, the machines, but I do like small ones because I bring all my stuff with me, so I don't like to have one massive bag. I have my big exercise mat as well that I bring with me to the dogs, so therefore I like small
size. What does this do, Katya?
So what does it do? So this, the MP3 player.
Does it play music now for the dogs?
No, it doesn't. So you have the two channels. This one is two channel, but you can have different ones, four channels, one channel, whatever. There is the electrodes that come into it, right? So this bit goes into this
channel.
That's
like an ear plug.
And then you have this, they are adhesive patches. That's pretty much all they are, right? And you place the channel in the adhesive patch.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can see that it's sticky.
Sticky,
I brought the new patch. There is no dog hair on it or anything,
no,
I promise.
All. Very
brand
good,
new, brand new. So what you do is that you place that on the skin. The best is either short hair or shaved because it works
Where the injury is or where the...
Yes. So what it does is that this is electromuscle stimulation. It has two different things. And what one does is basically pain relief. So it tells the nerve. So what we're going to do is that we place the little patch.
Yeah.
There are two patches for each channel. So you place it, for example, if I wanted to do it on my arm, I would put one under the muscle, one above the muscle, right?
Yeah.
And I would let the electric current come in through the muscle and telling the nerves to tell the brain, don't hurt me anymore. That's very high level explanation as to what it does. So that's the first channel.
So I can just so like if I pull the muscle in my shoulder, you can put it on one side and then one underneath.
Definitely.
And then just let that send that.
Definitely. And what it also does, the very same machine, is that it does the electromuscle stimulation.
Right.
So it does the muscle relaxation and muscle toning. So you have people who don't want to do anything, but actually want their muscles to work.
Yes.
That's very high level what this does as well.
Right.
So again, you can do the muscle toning. So for example, if you have a dog that injured himself or herself and they can't walk on the leg for a prolonged time, they would be losing a portion of that muscle. It's called muscle atrophy.
Okay.
So that muscle would be much smaller than the muscle on the other leg. Let's call it. You can compare them and you see, there is very little muscle left. And you want the dog to start using that leg. Therefore, you want to pump up that muscle, start working. So you could actually use this machine to let the muscle work without you actually doing anything. So the dog is laying down there. You will put the electrodes on and hit the button, and that will stimulate the work for the muscle.
Katya, this is we'll have to get you back again. I'm just conscious
with my own dog.
Yeah, I'm just conscious of the time. I can see a queue of people here in the station coming in with injuries on the fingers and shoulders and coming in. Don't mind the dogs. We'll do the dogs another day. We might just do it on the humans here in the studio and see how
definitely
it works.
Definitely, we should.
Katya, we're conscious of time here. The clock is beating us here. If people want to find out where you are and what you're doing, where can they go to get more information?
The website is currently in the making, and it's www.cdcanimaltherapy.ie. But actually, if you just go and either Google, because Google is fantastic, so if you just Google CDC Animal Therapy, you will get my telephone number, you will get my Facebook page, which one is quite up to date. I do loads of events, competitions, I support loads of charity animal fundraisers and so on. So there is loads of events, therefore there is few free treatments to be won as well.
Okay.
And I tell you, like, Katya, you're a breath of fresh air. Absolutely, you're brilliant. We'll have to get you back in and find out what your own story is and how we know your own dogs and how you got involved in that and what else you're up to. But CDC Animal Therapy, just Google that, be brought to you. They'll get all the information that they need.
Pretty much. Contact me via the Messenger Facebook page or telephone number or whatever else is the easiest.
Absolutely. Look, Katrina, we'll have to get her back again.
We definitely do, yeah.
That's been
a lot of information.
And my hand feels so much better as well. I'll tell you. We'll go to ads.